Yeah, last week we looked at like the first part of the series, which is the light, and how Jesus said, "You're the light of the world," which is amazing because he also described himself as the light of the world in John chapter 8, which means that our identity is rooted in Christ, and that the only light that we have to offer our world, and you know, Trevethan especially, is Jesus Christ. And this whole passage that we're looking at in Matthew chapter 5 is all about light. So everything that we look at is like associated with light. So Jesus goes on to say in verse 14, "You are the light of the world," full stop. "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." And that's what we're going to look at this morning, is part two, is the city set on a hill. And it's important that we get that is also a reference to light. It's not, you know, it's not just, you know, an urban kind of picture. You know, the whole point of this part of the passage is light. But we are going to just break that little, that just that one tiny little sentence down this morning. I've looked at a few different bits of it. So first thing we're going to look at is the city. Because I think that like cities are historically important places. And like the Bible starts in a garden, but it ends up in a city. And we see throughout the history of the Bible and throughout the history of the world, more and more emphasis placed on cities. And, you know, Jesus described us as a city, which is weird because, like, you know, the setting of this is he's talking to a crowd of people on top of a mountain and he's telling them, "You are a city." And I always used to think of cities growing up around here in Pontypool. I always used to think of cities as like Cardiff, but like it was like Queen Street and it was like the Cardiff Arms Park as it then was. And it was all these big buildings and these skyscrapers and all the stuff, you know, Cardiff City, football ground. That's what made a city. But actually, cities are not just the buildings that have been built. Cities are the lives that are being lived. If you go to Cardiff Queen Street and you walk down the street and there's not a sausage walking down the street, there's just not one person. And you go down to, you know, to the sort of like, you know, the Cattays area where all the housing is tightly packed in there, and you don't see a person. And you go to the Millennium Stadium and there's like nobody there. It doesn't feel like a city. It's just like empty streets and empty shells. And cities, first of all, is where lives are being lived. And I think that's what I find really exciting about cities, and especially when Jesus describes us as a city. Because cities, if they were all full of people who were exactly the same, would be really boring places. Can you imagine if everybody in a city, and I guess the bigger you get, the more boring it would get. If you went to London, which is like our biggest city in Britain, and everybody looked the same, dressed the same, supported the same team, and like, you know, wore the same clothes and had the same musical taste, cities would be really boring. Don't you think? Like, I just think that'd be really boring if everybody was the same. But what I love about cities is they're diverse. You know, you've got white people, black people, Chinese people, Asian people, short people, tall people, you know, big people, little people. You got people who are really intelligent, people who aren't, but who are, you know, who are really hospitable. You got people who are, you know, gifted in all sorts of different ways. You got people that support Cardiff City, people who live in Cardiff and support Man United that I still can't get my head around. You got all these different people that are like, you know, got these different tastes and different interests and yet make up a city. And I love the idea that when Jesus tells us that we are a city, he's saying, look, it's good that you're different. It's good that you know, the city that I'm building you into isn't just some kind of like Jesus sausage making clone where it's like another Christian. And like everybody looks the same and has to be the same. And now I'm a Christian. I got to sort of like be molded and become this kind of stereotype Christian. I love the fact that in Trevethan, there's people who are, you know, of such different kind of like, you know, there's such a broad spectrum up here. You know, there's people who are rich, there's people who are poor, there's people who are, you know, who are really sporty, people that, you know, just like watching television. There's people who have got all these different interests and make up this diverse kind of fabric of Trevethan. And for Hill City Church, I really don't want us to be a church of people who are exactly the same. I don't want us to be known as a sausage making machine. I want us to be a church that like embraces people's gifts and embraces people's differences and embraces people's kind of, you know, what they can bring to the kingdom of God. You know, and like, if, you know, churches need to be not like, you know, forcing people to be something that they're not, but rather sanctifying and redeeming what God has put in people and letting them shine in their giftings and in their callings. And, you know, that excites me. So cities are places where lives are lived. And, you know, there's another, you know, city on a hill, as you might call it, in the Rhondda called called Pen Rees. And one of the incredible things about Pen Rees is like when I went there about 10 years ago, the place was like something from Soviet Union. It was just like all boarded up. All the houses had been burned. It was a real derelict sort of bomb site on top of this mountain. And I went up there a couple of weeks ago to do some filming and they'd knocked at least a quarter of the estate to the ground. So like there was this like estate right on top of this hill. And like the one end of the estate, there was no houses there. There was just like steps going up to flat bits of concrete where they'd knocked the houses down. And there were lampposts with no light in them because they just kind of ripped the electrics out and just left the lampposts. And like, that's not what a city's meant to look like. You know, cities aren't meant to be, you know, where there's the remnant that there was once life, but there's no light and there's no life. Cities are meant to be places where people turn the light on and off, where there's, you know, where there's a house at the top of the steps, where light shines. And I was driving to... driving back home to Trevethin two or three nights ago, we'd been in Cardiff. And if you came down the hill from the park, to the park in Pontypool, the sun was just coming down over the mountain over there. And when it's a nice day in Trevethin and the sun goes down, the sun is just so golden and it just shines real kind of like just really goldy, really orangey. It's amazing. And as I drove down to the park and I could see Trevethin on the hill, there's like two massive long streets in Trevethin. One's called Newman Road, one's called Upland Drive. And both rows of houses were just in line with the sun. And it looked like the mountain was on fire. It was amazing. It was just like this massive just like line of light. And that's because there were windows in the houses because people lived there. And if you drive to Trevethin in the dark, you just see the street lights and you see the house lights and the car lights. And there's life there. And that's what cities are meant to be. They're meant to be places where there's life. And Jesus is saying to his people in this passage, you're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. He's saying, look, you're a city. You're meant to be alive. I don't want us to be a dead church. I don't want people to sort of look at us and go, is there any light in them? Is there any of Jesus in them? Is there anything going on? Because it does, you know, they're just kind of fading into the darkness a bit. You know, light stands out in darkness, as we saw last week. And Jesus is saying, look, you're a city. And cities are vibrant and they're full of life. So that's pretty cool. And another thing as well is cities expand. You know, you go to Cardiff and there's cranes everywhere. Like in the centre of Cardiff, it's crazy right now because they're trying to renovate, you know, build. And you know, even in Newport, I mean, wow. they've been trying to expand Newport, which like blows my mind. Like, why would you want to expand Newport? But even, you know, even in Newport, cities expand. And I want us to be a church that expands, that we say, look, you know, we want more people to become part of this city. You know, it struck me once that Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. And I was thinking about it yesterday. Like, why did he say build my church? Like, that's a proper construction term, isn't it? You build houses, you build cities. Why did he say he was going to build his church? And I believe it's because he's building a people, living stones, he calls us. And he wants more stones so that his city is going to get bigger and shine brighter and give his father more glory. And that's what we want to happen in Trevethin, is we want living stones. We want more living stones. And we want stones who are outside these doors right now who are dead, to find Christ, to be set free and made alive by the gospel and to become living stones that can be used to build the city of God. So I just think that's a nice little thought, really, is that, you know, the city is a place where lives are lived and it's a place where, you know, there's expansion and there's growth. Yeah, so that's a city. Now, another thing about a city in this passage is it's not just a city. You know, cities are cool. But this city has been set on a hill. And I love the fact, you know, in the ESV, the translation that we use here in Hill City, is it says the word set on a hill, because over there on the other side of the valley, the people in the trench, they didn't wake up like one morning and open the curtains and there was like a nice mountain. And then they closed their curtains that night and went to bed. And then the next day they opened their curtains and went, blinking heck, where did that council estate come from? You know, I don't remember those, a couple of thousand houses on that mountain. I mean, council estates don't just happen and cities don't just appear. You know, there's so much planning. There's so much, you know, stuff has to happen for something to sort of like be built anywhere. But on top of a mountain, like the logistics, just to get the bricks up here. I mean, I get altitude sickness every time I drive back up this hill. You know, can you imagine like, you know, doing that with lorry after lorry of sand and cement and bricks and wood and like, you know, just getting everything in order and getting planning permission and digging the foundations and getting rid of the dirt that you've dug. And the amount of effort that it must take to put a city on a hill. You must really want to put a city on top of a hill. It's not the sort of thing you do as a kind of, well, we'll see how it goes. Now, unfortunately, the reason that most of the councils put cities on top of the hill in the valleys is because they want to put council estates where they can get the people as far out of the city centres, or the town centres rather, as they can. But Jesus said that you're a city set on a hill. And I believe that that gives us dignity as Christians, because I believe that he's put us here for a reason. I don't think that it's an accident that, like, Hill City Church is here. I don't believe it is an accident that any Christian is where God has put them. He set them there for a purpose, for a reason. You know, he's planned it. He didn't just decide, oh, well, I'll see how that goes. And so whoever we are, wherever God has placed us, we're there for a reason. Like it says in the book of Esther, for such a time as this. You know, that's why we're where we are. And that's why, you know, that's why I think that the fact that this translation says it's a city set on a hill. It's like God has set you where you are, and he set you where you are, and he set us where we are, because he's got a plan. He's got a purpose for us. And I believe that Christians should be the most purposeful people in the world. We should be thinking, you know, that God hasn't screwed my life up, and God hasn't got it wrong here. God hasn't given me the wrong information or led me down, you know, a one-way street. But he's put me here in this place to shine for him on purpose. And so if he's got a purpose for me being here, then I should be living in light of that purpose. And it's really interesting in the Bible that hilltop cities are really, really prominent in the Bible. They're strategic. I was reading I'm reading through the Bible cover to cover, and I do that slowly as well. It took me 3 years last time. I'm slightly on track to do it in about two, I think. But I finished Joshua not long ago, a couple of months ago. And it's interesting when God said, go into the promised land. And he said, basically, trash all the cities and sort of rebuild them from scratch. But don't bother doing that to the ones on top of the hill. You can leave them. And so in Joshua chapter 11, it's interesting. It says they ransacked the cities but left the ones on top of the hill. Why is that? What is so significant about hilltop cities? And there's many reasons why hilltop cities in the Bible are significant. And I'm just going to give us a couple and try and apply it to, like, our lives in the Hill City Church. And firstly, that hilltop cities were strategic. It's militarily, you know, if you lived on top of a hill, it was a strategic location. I mean, something that God showed me is, just as this morning, as you saw, we were walking Ellen and the dog over on the mountain, is it suddenly struck me that when you live on top of a hill, you see the world from a totally different perspective to everyone else. You know, hilltop cities were lookout posts. They were cities where you could see any coming trouble, where you could see what was going on. And if you were on the ground, you can only see on this level. But when you're on top of a hill, you can look out and you can see what's going on. And, like, there's a strategy in having a city on top of a hill. And God wants us to be strategic as Christians. He wants us to see the world from a different perspective to everyone else. He doesn't want us to see the world in the same way that people who don't know God and don't care about his gospel and just go through their life day by day. He doesn't want us to see the world like that. He wants us to see the world from his perspective. And his perspective is compassionate. His perspective is, I'm going to be saving people. I'm in the business of rescuing people. And that's what God wants us to be like. He wants us to be a people who are strategic and who can see the world in a different way. Another great thing about hilltop cities is that they were secure. There was security as well as strategy involved in a hilltop city. If you lived in a city on top of a hill, you were in much less likely to get attacked by enemies, because attacking a city on top of a hill meant that you had to run up a hill while they poured boiling oil and threw stones at you and chucked bottles and whatever else they could get their hands on. And it was really difficult to sack a city on top of a hill. And I want Hill City Church to be a place of security for the people who are part of that city. I want Christians to be secure in this church. I want the leadership of this church to nurture people and to look after people and to pastor people. I want people to know that no matter what's going on in my life, when I go to church, I'm safe. When I'm with the Christians of Hill City Church, I know that I can be myself. I can be vulnerable. I can be looked after. I can get things off my chest. I can be open. I can be honest. Not to fear. You know, I mean, there must have been such comfort when you heard that there was an enemy coming, knowing that you were in the most strategic and the most secure place that you could be to defeat the enemy and to carry on going the way that you were. And so many people on this estate who are, whose lives are just like they're scared and they're troubled, and you know, and there is a war raging, a spiritual war, and there are lots and lots of casualties. And my prayer is that the more people up here get saved, the more they realize straight away that belonging to Jesus's city on a hill is belonging to a place where you're secure and where your soul can be looked after, where you can eat, where you can drink, you know, not like physically, or not only physically, but spiritually, where you can grow, where you can, you know, where you can be helped, where you can be, you know, all that stuff, all the good stuff that people who lived in a city would have enjoyed because of the security of its location on top of a hill. But also, not just a place of security, but a place of sanctuary. I mean, we read about it, you know, in the Bible, you know, and we see it on films as well. I remember, like, in Lord of the Rings, there's that bit when Rohan gets invaded by those really orky kind of things, you know, and they're just, like, really nasty things. They're just really into the business of trashing people and killing people. They flee for Helm's Deep, you know, that real sort of, like, fortress hid up in that rock, because, like, it was a place of sanctuary. And I want Hill City Church to be a place of sanctuary. I want Christians on this estate to start getting knocks on the door saying, listen, my life is getting trashed, and there's something about you and something about your church that I know there's safety here, I know there's comfort here, I know there's something that I can't find anywhere else. Can you please let me in? Can you please let me find refuge in what it is, or who it is that you've got refuge in? And I want us to be people who open the door and say, you come on in, and I'm going to tell you about Jesus, the hill that we're built on, the rock that we're built on, and I want you to find sanctuary in him. And it may be that some people come to us for sanctuary and don't get saved, but they want to come to us for sanctuary because, you know, because for whatever reason, they can't find it anywhere else. And because of grace, I want us to be able to be people that won't say, well, you got to pray this prayer first. I want us to be people who are willing to give what Christ has given us freely, to offer sanctuary and to offer hope and help to those who really, really need it. And finally, on that city on the hill point, is I want us to be a people of victory, because you won wars if you were on top of a hill. You were a winner. And we're on, like, guys, if we're Christians, we're in Christ and we win. No one's going to sack our city. Our hill is safe. You know, the rock that we're built on cannot be moved. It cannot be shaken. And I think sometimes as Christians, you know, there's areas of our lives where we feel, I'm just not winning the victory. I'm not living like Jesus wins. I'm not living like, you know, I'm in freedom in this area. And I want us to be people who are free. I want us to be people who are victorious. I want us to be people who live like our lives are built on a rock, because we are, you know, we are built on the rock of Christ, on the mountain of Christ. And, you know, that mountain is never, ever going to be shaken. You know, and I think that's just an amazing thought, that we can be a people of strategy, even though we might feel totally insignificant and totally like, well, what can I offer this world? You know, if we're a city built on a hill, then we can be a people of strategy. We can be a people of security. We can be a people of sanctuary, and we can be a people of victory, because we win. And if you lived in a city on a hill, you won, which is why Joshua didn't smash down the cities on top of the hills. Because if you've got a city up there, well, that's what you need. You know, the children of Israel needed hilltop cities, and Trevethan needs a city on a hill. Not just physically, it needs spiritually a city on a hill. It needs Christians who will stand out. Because just to finish off my little rant, is this thought, the end of the verse is, you're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. That's the point, guys, is that he doesn't say a city on a hill should be hidden, or it may be hidden, or it could be hidden. It says it cannot be hidden, because the whole point is this is the light. It's the shining of the light of the world. You cannot hide a city on a hill. If we're full of the abundant and eternal life of Christ in Trevethan, we cannot be hidden. You know, Jesus is really, really into shining into dark places and dark situations. He just is. That's what he does. That's what he loves. And if we're, you know, if we're letting his light shine through us, we cannot be hidden. And all it takes is a couple of people. I mean, I don't know if you've ever looked at it like this, but I mean, I'll just be a little bit kind of like really weird, but like, close your eyes, right? Close your eyes and imagine Trevethan Estate now, as you can see it in the daytime from the other side of the valley. And then imagine the sun going down, and there's not one light is on that estate. In Trevethan right now, there's no light, there's no street light, there's no car light, no house light, nothing. And then all of a sudden, the sun goes down and it's dark. And one light goes on. And you can see that light because it's just so obvious. It's so different to like the darkness that there is right the way across the rest of that mountain. And then another light goes on. And then another light goes on. And all of a sudden, you see life appearing. And you can't hide it. And you wouldn't want to hide it. And that's what I believe. I mean, we're so small in number, guys, at the moment, Hill City Church. We're so small in number. There's thousands of people live up here. And you can count the number of Christians that we know on this estate on both hands. But yet in the darkness, those few lights that are going on cannot be hidden. And the more people see that light, you know, the light going on in that house, the light going on in that place of work, the light going on in, you know, in that school, wherever it is. And people are going to start saying, what's going on there? And that's what Jesus is getting at. He says, listen, when you turn on the light of Christ, when you turn on the light of the gospel, when you lift up, you know, Jesus said, when I'm lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. When we lift up Jesus Christ, people are going to see, and we cannot be hidden. And they will, not everybody on this estate is going to get saved, unfortunately, unless it's some ridiculously awesome revival that I pray for. But people are going to get saved when the city on the hill starts shining the light of Christ. I believe that. Someone said to me in Cardiff recently, like they said, you know, well, you know, what size of congregation are you looking for? You know, I mean, you've been talking about this Cold Barn Farm Centre. You can fit 50 people in there. Is that enough? What sort of congregation do you want? I said, literally, I want a congregation of 4,000 because that's how many people live on this estate. And that's what our prayer should be. That's what our dream should be. But the more lights that start going on, the more hope there's going to be and the more victory there's going to be and the more salvation there's going to be. And that's just a few thoughts, really, on us being the city set on a hill. Are we people who are, you know, who are living abundant and eternal life? You know, are we a vibrant city in that way? Another thought quickly about cities is cities are not only places where lives are lived. Cities are places where culture is created. I mean, Cardiff yesterday, you saw something powerful about the culture in Cardiff. You know, the rugby culture, the passion, all that sort of stuff. If you go to London, there's different cultures. You go to Amsterdam, unfortunately, there's like a ganja culture, you know, and you go to most cities in the world and there's distinctive flavors, distinctive sounds, distinctive sights that like you can tell where you are just by the culture that's created. And I believe that God wants Trevethan to have Hill City Church delivering a culture of grace where the people are different, where the way they respond is different, where the way kids are raised and respected is different, where the way marriages are encouraged and looked after is different, where the way that language is different, where the way that hope is different, where the way that we use our money and our times and our gifts selflessly is different. And, you know, everything about us can be so countercultural and yet so powerfully cultural because what happens in cities affects nations. What happens in Cardiff affects the rest of Wales. You can't deny it. I mean, you know, the fact is that like people are drawn to Cardiff, and even if they leave Cardiff, they take a lot of what Cardiff has given them away with them. That's just what happens. We've come back here from Cardiff, and we're weird up here in Trevethan, not just because we're Jesus freaks, but we're weird because we're just not from around here. We're from Cardiff, and there's just certain things that we've taken with us. Which is the culture we've taken from Cardiff, and I believe that God wants to do that. God can do something in Trevethan that's so uniquely God that it can affect outside of Trevethan, that other people in Wales might actually be affected in a positive, godly, gracious way. And that's my prayer. That's my prayer for you, Franks, as you go and do your thing in Cardiff and in Robina, and if you go to university or wherever you end up, that you take the culture of grace with you and you apply it. And for you, you know, Philippa, you know, as you go as a student, you know, back to Cardiff, that you take something of the culture of Christ and you take it outside of the city, you know, of Jesus, and you start dishing it out to wherever you go. And Glyn, as he's driving his trucks, you know, I just pray that, like, you know, like you were saying about that bloke the other week who said there's something different about you. That's my prayer for all of us as like Christians on this estate, you know, is that the culture of Christ would sort of like would be created and would become so like contagious that we take it and it would affect people outside of this estate. And that's something that can happen because of, you know, the graciousness and because of the plan of Jesus. That's why he sets Christians on a hill. That's why he builds cities out of living stones to have influence far beyond, you know, what we can even see or imagine. We're a city set on a hill. That's the talk. Praise God. Amen.